This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. It's time to play ball. The first game of the Colorado Rockies season is today. CPR's Tony Gorman says the team is trying to end a four-season playoff drought.
The Rockies are hoping to turn their fortunes around in 2023 with a healthy Chris Bryant. Injuries limited the former NL MVP to 42 games last season after he signed a seven-year deal in the previous offseason. The Rockies pitchers are led by Herman Marquez. The right-hander was named to the All-Star game for the first time in 2022. He will become the team's first three-time opening day starter when he takes the mound against the Padres in San Diego. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
The U.S. Senate passed a resolution of disapproval criticizing a Biden administration rule on which bodies of water fall under the Clean Water Act. Both of Colorado senators voted against the resolution. The definition of what counts as the waters of the United States has been debated and challenged for years. Biden's administration broadened it after the Trump administration narrowed it down. The president says he will veto the congressional resolution. Elk and deer are struggling to find food under a record amount of Colorado snow this winter. Rachel Gonzalez with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says that's leading to a winter die-off.
It's sad right now. And, you know, it feels like there's a lot of death. Again, there's that silver lining. You know, we're getting much needed moisture that we haven't seen in quite a while.
Colorado Parks and Wildlife say the die-off could also lead to significant cuts to fall hunting licenses. Elk licenses in the Moffitt County region are among the most coveted in all of Colorado. This is CPR News and KRCC.